Eugene Wong, Harvard University.
Well, this armor well, was found in the southeast side of the first emperor's tomb, and now archaeologists call this accessory pit K9801. And this is by far the biggest accessory burial pit close to the first emperor's tomb. Archaeologists' trial excavation started in 1999. And they found stone plates, all scattered, but lots of them. Out of these pieces, they were able to reconstruct 87 sets of stone armor, and they identify 43 stone helmets, but they only have been able to really restore 2 sets of stone armor and 1 set of stone helmets. And then there's also 1 set of stone armor for a horse, which was designed to cover the whole body of the horse. So each stone armor would consist of about 600 stone plates. So that raises the question, first of all, where do they get those stone plates? The site where this emperor's tomb was located produced only sandstone, which is unfit for the working of these plates, because these sandstones are the kind of material that are very brittle and could easily break. So they found actually stone came from north of Wei River, which is about 55 kilometers from the tomb. And that was a place where they quarried from the soluble rock, the limestone. The archaeologists also found that there's a production site northwest of the funerary park. So apparently they quarried the stone from north of the Wei River. They moved them to the south, and they set up the production center to make stone armor.
To hear Eugene Wong's description of the incredible, complex production process of a suit of stone armor, press the green button. Why suits of armor without bodies? Press the red button to hear Eugene Wong's intriguing ideas about this question.